From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Americans began voting Tuesday on whether to send the first female president or a volatile populist tycoon to the White House. It's the end to a campaign that was exhausting and often bitter as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump presented radically different visions of how to lead the United States. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Clinton struck a tone of unity in her final address in North Carolina.
This election will end, but I want you to understand our work together will be just beginning.
In Michigan, Trump told a large crowd that his win would bring real change to the country.
Now it's up to the American people to deliver justice at the ballot box.
National polls heading into Election Day gave Clinton a 2-3 point lead over Trump. Tens of millions of Americans took advantage of early voting provisions in their states to cast ballots before Tuesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The name of the winner is not expected to be known before 3 hours GMT. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton cast her vote early Tuesday near her home in New York State, chanting "Madam President." About 150 supporters turned out to cheer her on. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is expected to vote later Tuesday in his precinct in Manhattan. You can follow all of VOA's election coverage at voanews.com. Meanwhile, Wall Street stocks dipped in opening trading Tuesday as the polling began. Early losses followed more than 2% surge in U.S. stocks Monday as the S&P 500 broke a 9-day losing streak on increased confidence in Democrat Hillary Clinton's chances of victory. 6 minutes into trading, the S&P 500 was down 0.3%. This is VOA News. Hot and wild with an increasingly visible human footprint. That's how the UN Weather Agency sums up the global climate in the past 5 years. In a report released Tuesday at the International Climate Talks in Morocco, the World Meteorological Organization said the 2011-2015 was the hottest 5-year period on record. The WMO's preliminary climate assessments for 2016 is set to be released next week. A top security official said Tuesday that Kurdish forces had recaptured Bashika from the Islamic State group as one of the final steps in securing the eastern approaches to the jihadist-held Mosul. The secretary general of the Kurdish regional ministry responsible for the Peshmerga said the town is under complete control. A British banker was jailed for life Tuesday for the horrifying murder of two Indonesian women at his upscale Hong Kong apartment and a cocaine-fueled rampage, according to the judge, calling it sickening and extreme. The Cambridge University graduate, Rurik Judding, 31, tortured one woman for 3 days, filming parts of her ordeal on his phone before killing her. Days later, and with her corpse rotting on his balcony, he picked up another woman and killed her. This is the acting superintendent of the Wan Chai police.
I'm not here to celebrate a court victory.
He says the defendant is convicted of 2 counts of murder and he was celebrating a court victory because the outcome today has become at the expense of 2 human lives. He says justice has been done and the rule of law has been upheld. Meanwhile, the defense counsel, Tim Owen, had earlier told the court that Judding would apply for a transfer to a British prison. Syrian government troops have regained control of an important district south of Aleppo City on Tuesday. They repelled opposition fighters from the area, according to the Syrian military. Parts of the 1070 apartments project have been with the opposition since August. The opposition seized the rest of the area last week as they advanced during their offensive in government-held western Aleppo. Ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos can be given a hero's burial, according to a Supreme Court decision Tuesday. It's a hugely controversial ruling, which critics said could whitewash his crimes and divide the nation. Justices overwhelmingly endorsed President Rodrigo Duterte's decision to allow the burial in the Cemetery of Heroes in Manila. Meanwhile, hundreds of Marcos supporters outside the Supreme Court cheered, but opponents rejected the plan by staging a rally nearby. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.